Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
good morning. Good morning. This is
Good morning.
Albert. I'm calling you about the Debra Provera lawsuit on a recorded line. Ms. Spriggs, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Debra Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Part two of that question, and then we're done with that. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Am I willing to? Yes.
Okay,
I have
thank you.
it.
Okay, appreciate that. And are you filing this claim on your behalf, ma'am, or for a loved one?
On my behalf.
On your behalf, and by any chance, do you know of anybody else that may have been taking the Depo-Provera injection?
No.
No? Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
You were? I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. And was it meningioma of the brain or the spine?
Brain.
One more time, ma'am.
Brain.
The brain? Okay. And are you a resident of the United States? Okay. And when was your diagnosis date? When did you get the bad news that you had meningioma?
August 2020.
August?
Yeah, August of 2020.
Got it. Thank you. And what's your date of birth, please?
July 24th, 1988.
1988. Okay, so July 24, 1988. Okay, and then once again, I asked you if you knew of anybody else that was injured by Depo-Provera, and you said no. Okay, next we're going to talk about the specific drug, Depo-Provera. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera by Pfizer? And did you ever switch to the generic version?
No.
Okay. And did you use the Depo-Provera shot for at least a year?
Yeah, for 3 years.
3 years? Okay. And
Yeah.
so can you, within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to you being diagnosed?
Yeah, I did one every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Okay. And, did you use Depo-Provera after 1992, January 1, 1992?
Yes.
Okay. And what year? When did you start using the Depo-Provera shot?
April 2011.
And when did you stop using it?
April 2020, 2014.
Okay. So you used it for 3 years, pretty much?
Yes.
Okay, so you had 12 injections. Okay. And so the main injury is meningioma brain tumor, right? Okay. And for HIPAA purposes, can you just please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And next, your first name, is it CELETIA?
Yes.
Celicia?
Felicia.
Celicia. Okay, that's pretty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Ms. Spriggs, do you have a middle name?
Melody, Melody.
Melanie. Look at you. You got two cool names. And what's your social, please?
215.
Bless you. It's okay.
I'm getting over a cold. It's killing me.
I'm sorry. Take your time. I'm good. If you need to go get a tissue or something.
Yeah, one second. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're fine.
You said, I'm so sorry about that. What was you said, the social?
Yeah, I got 215.
41.
Mm-hmm.
47, 27. Yes.
Let me repeat that. 215.
I'm sorry, 5. I'm giving my son social. My head is all over the place. 215-252507.
Okay, here we go again. 215-252507.
Yes.
Okay. I have an email address, first name number 1@yahoo.com.
Yes.
And the phone number 443-488-9430. Is that your bless you.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. Don't worry. We all get sick from time to time. Don't worry about it. Is that your cell number?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, next, may I please have your home address?
3205.
Mm-hmm.
Burnbrook Lane.
Did you say Burnsbrook?
Burnbrook, B-U-R-N-B-R-O-O-K.
Is that Baltimore?
Yeah, Gwin Oak, Maryland.
All right, so let me try that again. So I have B-U-R-N-B-R-O-O-K?
Yes, Lane.
Lane. East Hartford, Connecticut?
No, Gwin Oak, Maryland, 21207.
Gwin.
3205.
Oh, Gwin. G-W-Y. Okay, I see it now. And this 21207?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And give me, please, the number again.
3205.
Got it. Google is being funny right now. But I got it. Okay, next. Was Depo Provera administered by a doctor or their staff?
Yes.
Who was your doctor?
Dr. Michael Derry.
Dr. Michael Derry?
Yeah, D-U-R-R-Y.
Dr. Michael Derry. D-R-U-R-Y?
D-U-R-R-Y.
Two R's. Okay. Out of Baltimore. Is he at 300 Armory Place, Suite 2M, Baltimore, Maryland?
Oh, is that Cerner Hospital where I went? I don't know if that might be another practice he has.
Okay, then let me first put his name down, Dr. Michael Drury, and next we'll go ahead and give me the name of the facility where Debo Pavera was administered. What's the name of that, please?
Sinai Hospital.
Sinai Hospital?
S-I-N-A-I.
Out here in California, in L.A., we have Cedar Sinai.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have regular Sinai.
Yeah. And that is 2401 West Belvedere Avenue, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How was your how are your holidays going? I kind of feel like we're still in them.
Yes, it's hard to get out of. Definitely still feel it going in.
And how are you feeling?
This is a recovery from this cold, so not that great, but
Is it just the cold that's bothering you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Like some sinus issues, headaches, and some normal fun stuff.
Gotcha. Okay, next, who was your prescribing doctor? Who prescribed you the Depo-Provera? Was it also Dr. Michael Jury?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Let me just copy and paste all that information down here. Are you home or at work today?
I'm home.
Okay. I'm glad you're home because when people are at work, this is kind of personal and,
We had some snow recently, so better just to be at home.
Is that why you're home because of the snow or?
Yeah, just went home the whole week.
Got Okay, Ms. Briggs. Next question is, where did you go to get your prescriptions filled? What's the name of your pharmacy? Was it CVS, Walgreens? Yeah, where'd you go?
Walgreens,
What city?
Baltimore.
Walgreens, Baltimore. Is it 4020 Eastern Avenue, 900 North Washington, 3801
The Liberty Road, yeah.
Liberty Heights?
Yes.
So 3801 Liberty Heights Avenue? Okay, thank you. You got any plans this weekend?
No, just
Just
laying in bed and
recovery?
yeah, a little bit of recovery, some
There you
rest.
go. You watching any good shows right now?
No, not at the moment. I'm watching
No.
just the normal shows.
Gotcha. Okay, we're done with that part. Next, diagnosing. What was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Do you remember if it was a CT scan or MRI or both?
It was the MRI in the biopsy.
By MRI and a biopsy?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put that under medical notes. Biopsy and MRI. Okay. And who was the doctor that diagnosed you? What was that doctor's name?
That doctor was Dr. Howard Eisenberg.
Dr. Howard Eisenberg. Out of what city?
Baltimore as well.
Baltimore, okay. Is he a neurosurgeon in Baltimore? Okay. Does he practice out of the University of Maryland? Okay, thank you. Is he at 22 South Green Street, Baltimore, Maryland? Okay. Man, I'm telling you, I hope I never have to find somebody because I'm getting good at this. Google, good old Google,
You got everything on it.
yep. Good thing for me is my name is so common. There's like a zillion of my people.
They're gonna have to really dig to find you.
Yeah. the one that pops up the most is a really famous bail bondman in California. Okay, so we said University of Maryland is a facility. Maryland. Okay, and his specialty, let's see if I can find that. Has special interests in treating movement disorders, including essential tremor and Parkinson's, neurotic pain. That sound about right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. All right. Next, what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it like chemotherapy, radiation?
It was chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery.
Okay, so you got all of them. Okay. And you all better now from it?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. So chemotherapy, radiation, and what was the third thing?
Surgery.
Surgery. The most, probably the most important part.
Yeah.
Okay. And who was your treating doctor? Was it also Dr. Howard Eisenberg?
Yeah. Yeah, he was the same doctor.
Same place?
Yeah, same place.
Okay, University of Maryland. And is that University of Maryland Hospital or what's the comp
It's a medical center. It's a hospital, but yeah.
Oh,
The full name is
medical center?
University. Yeah, but it's a hospital, but the full name is University of Maryland Medical Center.
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna add that to it. At 22 South Green Street. Okay, done with that part. What about my next question is, were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yeah, I did 4 days in the hospital, and then I did outpatient as well.
When were you in the hospital? What were the dates?
August 24th, 2020, I spent 4 days in there.
August 21st,
24.
20. August 21st, 2024.
No, August 24th, 2020.
Oh, August 24th of 2020. And you said for 4 days, so to the 28th. Okay, thank you. And let's see. Are you going to be able to assist with medical records? Like either you having them or you're going to be signing a electronic document. That's what we ask for your social so they can pull medical records. But will you be able to assist the attorneys if needed? Be able to
Yeah, I don't have
provide.
them right now, but I can get them.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. 'Cause that's really
Yeah.
what's gonna proof, documentation beats conversation, right? So we gotta be able to provide proof. Okay, thank you. And next is, do you want to share? Do you have an emergency contact that you'd like to share with me? Just
No,
in
not right
case.
now.
No? Okay.
Yeah, we can have one later, but not right now.
Okay, what I'm going to do now is let me go ahead and grab my compliance sheet. And, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, our call is being recorded for compliance. And so I do need to confirm a couple of things, just basically just for quality assurance. Number one is we confirmed that you don't have representation from another attorney.
I do not.
Mm-hmm. And then we also confirmed that you were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera as a contraceptive.
Yeah.
And we also confirm that you used to take Depo-Provera for over a year, four times a year.
Yeah.
And which was every 3 months. Mm-hmm. And you never switched to the generic. So it was the name brand Depo-Provera by Pfizer. Mm-hmm. And you used Depo-Provera after 1992.
Yeah.
And let's see. Next. You did confirm that you want to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we are discussing Depo-Provera. That's what's going to be on the contract. And now let's verify the correct spelling of your name and personal information. So I have Miss Celicia, or how did you say it?
Celicia.
Okay, Celicia. Celicia Melody Spriggs. And the social is 215-25-2507. And then mm-hmm. your name is spelled CelicetiaMelodySpriggs. First name, number one at yahoo.com, 443-488-9430. Address 3205 Burnbrook Lane, Gwynn Oak, Maryland, 21207. We have all your doctor information, no blanks. Okay, medical notes, had a biopsy and MRI. And that's it. Let me go ahead and send this out to you right now. Please do me a favor, go to your text or email, because I'm going to send it to both.
Okay, I'll check my email. Yeah.
Let me log into my DocuSign. Did you get anything on your end yet?
Yeah, I pulled it up.
Okay, awesome.
Think I've got it. Finish. Okay, I signed it.
You done with that? Okay.
Yep.
One sec. Let me refresh my screen over here. Okay, completed on my end as well. Well, that concludes our call. I want to thank you for breezing through this. We've completed this in 25 minutes. And that's because you remembered everything right off the bat. And I appreciate
yeah, I
your time.
myself, so it's easy.
Nice, Miss Briggs. It's good.
I like to save all my documents in my phone. That way I don't have to keep searching for
Well, you did great because now you got the rest
them.
of your day to relax and heal. And in the meantime, my team will go ahead and review our call. And once they confirm everything's on the up and up, then they'll go ahead and send that information over to the attorneys, and then they'll contact you within 48 hours or so from then. So I would say you'd be getting a call, I'd say maybe next week, midweek sometime. Okay.
Okay, and I called them, and they're gonna go like more in detail with the case, or
Yep. They'll let
okay.
you know what to expect, and then they'll let you know what the game plan is. But at this point, that concludes my services. Okay. You have any questions for me before we get off the phone?
No, thank you.
You're welcome. I wish you the best. God bless. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Right, bye bye.